In the past, historians were at each other's throats over the question of the role and function and importance of parliaments during the Tudor period, especially the Elizabethan period. This was partly through the revisionist work of Professor Elton, who tore apart the analysis of Sir John Neill relating to Elizabethan parliaments. Elton's attack was generally accepted. However, as time went on, it began to be modified because it didn't seem to take account sufficiently of some of the political conflicts which were clearly evident in Elizabeth's Parliament and were clearly organised. So, what I want to do now is to just make some general comments about the role and function of parliaments throughout the Tudor period, but probably with more reference to the Elizabethan period. And this will rest both on the insights of Professor Elton and on those scholars who have refined and modified his work.